I have edema on my thigh, pink stuff in my eye, and I need you now. I've got a stomach pain that's low, fungus on my...
The band just left? What was that?
Page Hospital. Call Dr. Moose right now.
643, Dr. Kevin Moose is sponsored by Northwestern Medicine, making people better by making medicine better. I don't know what happened to the band there, Doc.
Yeah, no. I thought I hung up on you or something.
The band just went, we're done.
Yeah, that's it.
All right, so new blood pressure guidelines. What is this? Is it for? And how did it happen? And what do we need to know?
Yeah, this is actually big news that people should get their hands around. So before, we used to think that high blood pressure was anything over the numbers of 140 over 90. Now a big study has come out that brings that down to 130 over 80. So let's just talk first about blood pressure. Blood pressure, we have two numbers, the higher number and the lower number. The higher number, which is called your systolic number, is the pressure that your heart is working when it's at its highest capacity, so when it's pumping. The diastolic number, the low number, is where the blood pressure is when your heart is complete relaxed.
Okay, and which one's more important?
In this study, it showed that systolic blood pressure is more important. So this is the one where we're going to try to get that systolic, that higher number, where we used to go, keep it under 140 and you're good. No, we're going to say now keep it under 130, and your goal is actually 120. If you're over the age of 50, those are your new numbers.
And again, this is not your exercise blood pressure. This is your blood pressure at rest?
Yep, this is your blood pressure at rest.
Okay,
yep.
So is this something designed to make unhealthy people healthier, or is this for everybody?
No, this is pretty much for everybody. And people say, well, you know what? I don't really want to do this. This study, which has been going on for about 8 years now, looked at 9,000 people all the way across the country. And what it showed is if you're over the age of 50, and you're not diabetic, so this is not including diabetics, but if you're over the age of 50 and you can get your blood pressure down below 130 instead of using that 140 and actually get it closer to 120, you have a 25% chance, 25% chance, not 10, 25% chance less of having a heart attack, a stroke, having heart failure.
It's huge.
It's very huge. Very huge.
Is there a way to quantify that this is a general amount of weight that people should lose to help get to that number, or is that too hard to say?
Well, no, it's kind of interesting. When you look at it, this last week, this added 40 million people in the United States to be considered hypertensive.
Okay.
So a lot of people, walking around saying, no, I don't have high blood pressure, my blood pressure is this. Well, no, now you are hypertensive. So it's not like we're going to rush to put you on medicine, but this is going to be an opportunity for doctors to talk about lifestyle modification. How are we going to, like you said, if I lose some weight? Yeah, if you lose 5 pounds, your blood pressure will go down 5 points.
Wow.
For most people. Yeah.
Cool.
Oh, my gosh. And diet, obviously, too, is huge.
Absolutely. And we are so poor with our diets here in the United States, not only the amount of food that we're eating, but the types of food that we're eating. We know that foods high in sodium are going to increase our blood pressure. So we're going to try to cut back on sodium as well. So you cut back on sodium and lose 5 pounds, you will still get the benefits of what this study has shown without having to go on medication.
Yeah, less salt is a really big deal. Plus, it's inflammation throughout your body. So,
correct.
All right, so don't freak out over it, people, but just know there's incredible benefits and your target ought to be 130. Or below 130, I should say.
Yeah, and to be honest with you, us as doctors, we get very frustrated because we do not do a very good job of this. There's 70 million people when we use the old number of 140. So now we're north of 100 million people in the United States that have high blood pressure, and about one-third of them are really captured and treated well, down to a point where they're well within the numbers that they should be.
All right, when we come back, we're not going to ruin Thanksgiving. We're going to give you a reality check where you can enjoy the day, but you're not going to believe the calorie count of the food you're going to be eating. It's pretty crazy. So we'll come back and do that in just a second. If you eat till you're in pain, you probably could do with a little less. If you have to unbutton your pants and go out and buy new pants, you've probably eaten too much. At 6:47, more with Dr. Kevin Moose coming up. Dr. Kevin Most. Remember, we post the notes that Dr. Kevin Most sends us. Well, backstage from the program. We post those notes, and you can see those notes pretty much right as soon as this segment's finished. Just seconds after. It'll be at WGNRadio.com and also on Twitter at Cochran Show and Facebook. We put them up everywhere. We post them to light poles. We print them out. We hand them out on the street. You're covered, Doc. We got you everywhere.
Good.
All right. So the normal caloric intake during the day for to eat healthy is what? What's the range between women and men?
Yeah. So most females, they need about 1,800 calories just to sustain. So, you know, if you say, hey, I want to lose weight, and you're an average woman with an average exercise pattern, we would say, okay, eat 1,800 and exercise more or try to eat less than 1,800. For men, it gets up to about 2,400, 2,500.
And on Thanksgiving Day, the average intake is what?
Well, that's the problem.
Okay, is it double? Is it like 2 days in one?
It's close to triple. Yeah.
Wow.
So it can go anywhere, depending on how you eat. It can go anywhere from, you know, 3,000, 3,500 up to 6,000 calories.
6,000 calories? That's like ultramarathoner numbers.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right.
And you got to remember, Steve, we just talked about the importance of trying to lower your weight by 5 pounds.
Yeah.
And we're coming into a holiday season where we often see people, their weight go up by 10 pounds between now and January.
You got to really be
timing.
You really got to be committed to put on 10 pounds between Thanksgiving and Christmas, don't you?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
All right. So here's a few. Turkey and gravy. 8 ounces of turkey. That sounds like a lot of turkey, but 8 ounces of turkey is probably what? 3 slices?
Yep. 3 healthy slices there. And the big thing with turkey is take the skin off, because 8 ounces of turkey with skin on it is 440 calories with 18 grams of fat.
Mm-hmm. How about the stuffing? How are we doing there?
Stuffing is another one that's kind of a tricky one and sneaky, because people put butter in there. They put often they'll put sausage in there. They'll often put, you know, it's not just all the healthy stuff.
All stuff that tastes good, basically.
Correct. And a cup of it, which is not a large portion, it's a sizable portion, but not a large, is 400 calories and, again, sneaky 18 grams of fat.
All right. Now, a cup is how much? Is that 8 ounces?
Yeah, think of a measuring cup.
Maybe two giant, maybe three scoops. Three
it
scoops.
It would be 2 healthy scoops. Yeah.
Yeah.
Green bean casserole.
So green bean casserole, and people love it this time of the year, right?
And they think it's healthy because it's got green beans in it.
Correct. You know, and health people call it a heart attack waiting to happen, to be honest with you. Mm-hmm. Mainly because if you look at what's in that. We use green beans, and we just talked about the bad things about sodium. Well, most people, out of ease, will use green beans in a can, which are loaded with sodium. So if you are going to prepare it, at least rinse those out and try to get rid of at least as much sodium. Then you take a cream-based soup that you don't dilute out, and you put it, you know, into this, and then you put fried onions on top of it.
Yeah, the Durkin onions. Those are the bad ones.
Yep.
So 1 cup, how much?
350 calories, 17 grams of fat.
Mashed potatoes and gravy, or as I like to call it, Dave's favorite.
Yep, almost 450 calories.
And it's, again, it's 1 cup.
Yeah.
Sweet potatoes with marshmallows. Do you do the marshmallows?
Oh, this is my absolute favorite Thanksgiving dish.
This is, and I'm not exaggerating, the highest calorie number on the list.
I know, I love this. Although my family found a way to make, they kind of broil the sweet potato.
Yeah, it brings it down by 4 calories.
Yeah, exactly.
What's the number, Doc?
610 calories. Now, you have to remember, sweet potatoes are actually a very, very, very good food for
you.
But
this is 1 scoop.
But the bad thing is we put sugar in there, we put brown sugar in there, and then we put marshmallows on top of it.
Yeah.
Holy mackerel.
Yeah, skip the marshmallows. So good. They're the best part of the Thanksgiving meal.
You were asking me about mashed potatoes, but I just remembered. We don't do mashed potatoes, sweet potatoes, but without the marshmallows.
Well, listen, fatty. Get on the healthy stuff. Start eating mashed potatoes.
No, we don't do the sweets. Best part. You got to have the marshmallows.
Cranberry sauce. A 1/2 cup of cranberry sauce. How much?
Yeah, that cranberry sauce is one that, if prepared the right way, it's just a couple hundred calories and it has no fat in it whatsoever. So as long as you're not adding a bunch of sugar to it and actually just preparing it normally, it's probably the healthiest thing on your plate.
Now, the biscuits are a little better than I thought, because who doesn't love a good biscuit?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
How much in a biscuit?
Only 200 calories, but then you put butter on it and you added 15 grams of fat. So,
And then your dessert, in this case, pecan pie. How much?
Yeah. You know, pecan pie, pumpkin pie, about 400 calories and about 30 grams of fat if you do a healthy slice.
All right, now just...
Wait, is that with or without the whipped cream?
No whipped cream on that one, sorry.
Okay, so this, I would say this is conservative because we're talking about cups, those sizes. This is without seconds. That list, 3,100 calories, which is, 75% more than a woman has in a typical day and about... 60% more than a man has.
Yeah.
Right. Now, that's assuming that you walk into your relative's house and go straight to the table and sit down.
Yeah. What about the hors d'oeuvres?
Exactly.
And what about the cocktails? That's the big thing.
Oh, that's right. No hooch in there.
That's right. Got to have a glass of wine with that. That adds 150 calories.
So that's how you get close to that 6,000 number. You know, you have a couple of beers or a couple glasses of wine. You have some appetizers. You try Grandma's cheese ball. You try, you know, the appetizers actually can add quite a bit.
It's unbelievable. Now, again, portion size, right? Now, Mary has this theory. Vanderbilt has this theory that plate size is the key here. Get smaller plates.
She's 100% right.
Yes.
She's 100% crazy.
Hey.
Oh, sorry.
Ditto that. It's the truth. Listen to the doctor. He knows.
You ask people to do portion control, and you give them a huge plate. So if they did portion control on this huge plate, it would look goofy. It would look funny when you sat down.
Yeah, you got to put a lot on.
Exactly. You could still have a decent-sized plate or a smaller plate. It'll look like you have a heaping plate.
I get my plates from Costco.
I'm not kidding. If you look at China, old China, it's smaller than the China today. It's the truth.
So you use old china? That's your key?
No, I'll use my mom's old china. It's smaller.
But can't we just say eat less? No, of course not. Not on Thanksgiving.
Not on Thanksgiving.
And people take seconds, too, besides the big plate.
Yeah.
Well, and when people go back for seconds, they're usually going back to the unhealthy things.
Right. You're not going back. Yeah, you're not going back for the stuff you ate out of politeness.
Correct.
You go back for the stuffing, always. Oh.
Yep. Hey, is there anything left of that stuff that our aunt brought in that made me just a little nauseous? Do we have any more of that?
We have a dish like that at our restaurant, or at our Thanksgiving.
You want to name what it is?
It's Greek stuffing. It's basically just ground meat, but there's like little, there's all kinds of different spices in there. They put dill,
makes you a little
chopped
nauseous.
Up onions. Yeah,
a little nauseous.
It's not one of my favorites.
The goal, Doc, tells us between Thanksgiving and Christmas is, and this is interesting when you take this perspective for you. It's not to lose a bunch of weight. The goal is to zero out. Don't gain weight
right. Between
Thanksgiving and Christmas. That would be a win, right, Doc?
That would be a huge win. If you weigh yourself today and you know what X is, and you weigh yourself on January 1st and you have not gained a pound, that is a huge win. Think about it. It's cold out. We don't exercise as much. You have holiday parties. You're eating very big meals, and you're eating heavier foods in the winter just because we have this sense of going into hibernation. We eat more. So if you can stay even between now and January 1, that's great for you. It's great for your heart. It's great for your blood pressure.
Great information, as always. It's your ruined Thanksgiving. All Doc's trying to do is keep you alive so you can listen to the show. And
portion control. And actually, those of you who are preparing meals, you know, for think healthier. Prepare a little healthier. Try a different way to do green beans. You know, try a different stuffing without as much caloric intake.
So. Okay, I'm worried about Dave. You should see the crap he's making for Thanksgiving. It's unbelievable.
You know me, Doc.
I know you, Dave. You're going to be there. Yep.
Dr. Kevin Moe, sponsored by Northwestern Medicine, making people better by making medicine better. What are you doing for Thanksgiving?
I am cooking, believe it or not.
Are the entire Most clan coming over?
Yes, they are. We have a little stuff we have to do here at the hospital, some volunteer stuff we do here at the hospital, and then we'll all be at my house, and Patty and the dogs are here, so
nice.
We'll be busy. Yep.
We'll give Patty a hug. Thanks, buddy.
You got it. We'll talk to you soon.
See you later.
See
Happy
ya.
Thanksgiving. Well, there you go. Now everything you need to know to ruin Thanksgiving is out there for you. No need to thank me. It'll keep you alive, people. Zero out. Don't gain any weight till January 1st, and you'll have a huge win on your hands.
Done.
All right?